touch it. Don't touch it.
You sit here.
It's a warm Sunday morning in spring. A crowd of adults and children gather on the concrete jetty overlooking the Shirley Creek, water bottles and binoculars in hand. Volunteers set up telescopes and pass around information sheets. Behind us lie the skeletons of abandoned boats. In the distance, we can see the mainland ringing the bay with giant chimneys and smokestacks from industry and even a power plant belching fumes into the air. We've come to get a glimpse of Mumbai's best-kept secret.
I see a flamingo eating, finding food. They all are finding food.
Each year from May to October, hundreds of thousands of flamingos nest and breed in the Great Run of Kutch, a seasonal salt marsh located in India's Thar Desert. But when the desert gets too cold in the winter, they migrate to warmer climates, and up to 40,000 of them wing it 600 kilometers south to come here. Shirley Creek is an ideal place for flamingos, says Bilwada Kale from the Bombay Natural History Society, which organizes flamingo watching tours.
Shivdi basically has mud flats which are suitable for the flamingos. They get a lot of food there. Their food mainly consists of blue-green algae and small crabs and crustaceans. So all the effluents left by the power plants and the pollution helps these blue-green algae to bloom. So, and that is the food for flamingos. So that is the reason they come here for feeding mainly. And the water here in Mumbai is warm, so that's the reason they come here.
They're only a few meters away from us. Occasionally one flies low, showing a long speck of pink against the sooty sky. At high tide, they float like petals on the rising water. And at low tide, they're stalking around, hunting for shrimp, crabs and blue-green algae.
Yeah. The flamingos here are lesser flamingos. They are smaller in size. There are few greater flamingos. Again, it will be difficult to see right now. We'll have to just scan the area.
Are they the grey ones?
No, grey ones are the juveniles. They are the baby flamingos, smaller in age.
Even when they're feeding, flamingos are graceful. They're filter feeders. They bend their necks, turn their heads upside down, open their bills and let everything stream in. Then they filter it. Like whales with their baleen, their beaks have horny plates that strain the mud, leaving only nutrient-rich food behind. These tall, elegant birds are a stark contrast to the backdrop of a sprawling and chaotic city. Yet most locals don't even know that the flamingos have been coming here for over two decades. And it looks like this hidden gem will disappear before it can become a major attraction. There's a bridge coming up across the harbour that will cut right across the mangroves where they nest and feed. The bridge in question will start in Shirdi, cross the creek and run 22 kilometers across the water to Uran, the site of Mumbai's future airport. A steady stream of traffic will divide the flamingos' habitat almost exactly in half. The project has been on the cards for some 30 years, but has been stalled many times. The Bombay Natural History Society has been advocating for the protection of the flamingos. It says it doesn't oppose the bridge, just its placement. The society's Bilwada Kale explains.
The main recommendation that we've given is to realign the bridge around 300 to 500 meters south from the Shivdi end so that mudflats will be less damaged.
In their proposal, the bridge would skirt around the mangroves, but their request for this detour has been repeatedly rejected. Conservationist and writer Bittu Sehgal is deeply saddened by it.
This bridge and all that it delivers, the brand equity of this is not even a thousandth of what the brand equity of a city with 30,000 flamingos.
Absolutely.
And the closest place where you could go to see flamingos in these numbers is Lake Nakuru,
yeah.
You know, in Africa. So yeah. Anyway, we don't have a sense of history and we don't have a sense of the future.
Surprisingly, the Natural History Society is slightly more optimistic. Its director, Deepak Apte, says flamingos are more resilient than you'd think. After all, they live and thrive near these power plants. But the heavy metals in the water are dangerous. Construction of the bridge is set for December 2016, which means visitors have limited time to flock to Shiri Creek to bid these lanky birds farewell.
I just came to look at it because, we heard about that this would be the last time that, you know, it's possible that the flamingos would come here because of the bridge. So come to take a look at it. It's really sad that that's happening. We want to do this again, and I hope they keep coming here. And by some miracle, maybe the bridge doesn't happen.
So disappointing. If they do that and these birds don't have a place to, you know, come back and stay here again, that'll be really sad for the people as well as for the birds, both the ways.
Chavi Sachdev, DW, Mumbai.
Are the greater flamingos' beaks blacker than the lesser?
No, it's lighter. I had a book, I don't know, it's gone somewhere. I had a photograph with I given it to somewhere, must have gone.
The lesser one has the blacker beak.
Lesser one has the blacker, darker color beak. The greater one have a paler color beak.